Okay, today is Daf Chof Beis. We are going to try as best as we can to do Chof Beis as well as Chof Gimel. And we'll take it from there. We'll see how it goes. Okay, well, up to the two dots on Chof Aleph Amud Beis. Two dots said, Amru lo le Rekiva Heichen Matzinu. The Chacham said to Rabbi Akiva, where do we ever have a place in the chat where that if you eat a kosher, you're chayav? We don't have such a thing. Says the Gemara below. Not such a thing. What about Rabbi Namala? What about a bug? What about an ant? That's small, that a kazayas in the chayav. So the Gemara answers, no, berry is shiny. No, it's a full barrier. That's different. Why is it different? Whatever reason, right, Dari Hektish. What about Hektish? Hektish Yechayev is less than a Kezayis. So Gemara says, you're right. Yechayev less than a Kezayis, but even Shavapruta. But you require a Shavapruta. So you require a specific shear. Again, Chashuv. Baharei Mefarish. What about if you specify? I specify any amount. So the Gemara says, Mefarish Nami Kiberia Dami. That's like a barrier. Why? Look at the last line of Rashi. Mefarish Deshvua Kiberia. If you Mefarish a Shvua, it's like a barrier. Bishari Suwa Dami. What does that mean? Barrier, Taima, Ma, Mishud, Chashiva. Why is a barrier Chayev? Because it's Chashiv. Mefarish Nami, Ihu Achshava, the Thura Aleha. You made a Chashiv. Okay? So there's no difference. What about Varei Afar? What about dirt? What about dirt? Right? What if someone makes a shavua not to eat dirt, and he ate dirt? How much are you going to be chayav for that? How much of dirt you have to eat in order to be chayav? L'chora, any amount. What kind of din is kezayis by dirt? L'chora, any amount. So what do you see? I found such a case in the Torah. We chayav for eating less than a kezayit. Right? Well, Gemara's going to say that. Ella, if that were true, Tif showed Deboi Rava. Let's resolve Rava Shaila. Deboi Rava, because Rava had a Shaila. Shavua Shalo Ochel Afar. If someone made a Shavua that he's not going to eat dirt, Va'ochel Afar, and he ate dirt, Vekama. How much have to be chayav for? Ad ikka kizayis. Tif shots. Let's resolve it. Ad ikka kizayis. Let's resolve it to kizayis. Right? Why does Rava have a suffix? So the Gemara answers no. Ki kam rinan. What are we discussing? We're discussing midi devar achila kam rinan. We're talking about things that are food. We're not talking about things that are not food. Dirt is not food. What about bare konamo? What about a konam? If someone offers something to himself, like a korban, ena chenani gachayev less than the shear. So the Gemara says, "Oh, konam is not mekim farish dami. Konamers are like you specified them. It's like you specified. Okay. So that's why you'd be chayev less than a shear. So the statement to Rabbi Akiva's statement was." Where do we ever find such a thing? You're right, we never find such a thing. Ah, there's a few cases out there, yeah, but they're all different. As a general rule, you never find such a thing. A namala, a beria, an insect, a carbon, a conum, you never find such a thing. Okay? Amalahan, so Rabbi Akiva said back, Heichon matzinu b'midbar, b'midaber, where do you find by a speech, who may be carbon, that you bring a carbon, we're talking about now b'shogig, Shazet medaber u maybe carbon. That sometimes here there's a medaber and he brings a carbon. Okay. Therefore, Rabbi Akiva said, that's why, because such a unique case where there's a medaber who brings a carbon. That's why I hold the shear is a kol shehu. Okay, that's what Rabbi Akiva said. So the Gemara says velo. What about Dari Magade? What about if somebody curses Hashem? The shogig. You hear this? I don't know, nobody says Shogig except for the Aruch HaNer, says the Matzah of Shogig. The Aruch doesn't say it, no one says it. It must be Shogig. Because if you begad it from the mazes, you get killed. How can begad it bring a carbon? Must be Shogig. It doesn't say a word there, right? It doesn't say a word. Right, but he did it for shogging. You'd never know that. It doesn't say anything. Right, but it must be for shogging. Because if it's for mazid, he puts, what else is it? Boni? Exactly, I don't know. Exactly. I don't know. Exactly. But it must be for shogging. Anyway, so you have a situation where there's a person. I found you a case where somebody speaks and he brings a carbon. So the Gemara says, "Medaber va'osar karminon." What he meant to say was, you never find a case where speech offers you the high, but a begadet is medaber v'chotevu. He's medaber and he sins. He sins in a kanami for shogeg, but it's a sin. He shouldn't do that. I didn't know you're not allowed to curse God. I never learned that. All right, so it's for shogeg. So you bring a carbon for that. But to make it bring a carbon for an itzer, you never find such a thing. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? You never find such a thing. What about the hare? Where am I? Hare nazir. What about a nazir? Maybe carbon al divuro. He brings a carbon on his speech. I'm sorry. Hare nazir, maybe carbon. A nazir brings a carbon. Says the Gemara, al diburu carbon. I'm talking about someone who brings a carbon because of his speech. Yes, a nazir became a nazir because of speech. That's true. However, the reason he brings a carbon is v'hai maybe carbon lishteru lechamruhu dekamaisi. The reason he brings a carbon is to allow himself to drink wine again. It's like a matir to drink wine. You're right. He the speech authored wine. When he made Mekabel and Nazir's vow, he asked wine on himself. That's true. Why is he bringing a carbon? That has nothing to do with that, Isser. Why is he bringing a carbon? Now you're done? Now you want to drink wine again? You have to bring a carbon. Tare Hektish. What about a case where a guy is Makdish something to the Beis HaMikdash, and then he misuses it? Right? That's called Me'ila. Right? He's not just an animal. He's not just a horse to the basement. And then he goes ahead and goes riding with it. So you misused it. That is something where you've asked it something with your words. And you're going to bring a carbon for that. So the Gemara answers, Osher la'atmo kamrinan. We're talking about a case where you asked it something yourself, to yourself. Bahai, Osher kol om kulo. Here, he asked it something to the whole world. By you donating that chair to the Beis HaMikdash, you've now offered that chair to the whole world. Nobody can sit on that chair. Right? No one's allowed to sit on that chair. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about only you. So far, we have not found the case. I mean, you make so many conditions, you're not going to find any cases, except for the case of Shavuos. Right? You make so many conditions. So every Kiva says back, there's no such thing. There's no such thing. Ah, what about that? No, I'm not talking about that. What about that? No, I'm not talking about that. What about Me'ila? I'm not talking about Me'ila. Right? You make it such a way. There's no other cases. What about Hare Konamos? What about Konamos? If someone says, this kikar was ushered to me like a carbon, and then what happens? He eats the kikar. He's got to bring a carbon for that. Right? So you have another situation where speech requires you to bring a carbon. No, kasabar ein me'ila v'konamos. No, you don't bring a carbon me'ila if you violate a vow. When do you bring a carbon me'ila? If you makdish it, I makdish that chair to the Beis HaMikdash. Then you over me'ila, you bring a carbon. Right here, it's not a question of me'ila. Here it's on me'ila. You made a vow to yourself. I'm offering it like hektish. That's what a kona means, right? I'm making it also like hektish. That's not hidden hole from that. Okay? We're going to try as much as we can to do Chav Gimel Amin Aleph also today. We're going to try. so that now you're not allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av. A rule like that, to have a rule like that out there. Not even after Chatzot, not on Tisha B'Av. Where are we up to? Amar Rava. Rava says, Machlokes, this whole Machlokes, between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim, is B'Stam. That's where a guy makes a Shavua Stam. Avol B'Mafaresh. But if he actually specifies, the Divri HaKol B'Choshu, even the Chachamim would agree to us in a Koshu. If you said that in your vow, they would agree to that too. My time, why? Because Mafarish, Nami Kiber Yadami, like we said, a Mafarish is, if I, the Chacham held, if someone makes, I'm not eating today. I'm not eating cake today. How much cake do you have to eat? A Kazayat. Rabbi Akiva said a Mashahu. What if a guy says, I'm not eating a Mashahu of cake today? I make a Shavu, I'm not eating a Mashahu of cake. What's his shear that day? A Mashahu. Why? No different than a bug. Just like we said before. What was the law? That's why I read that Rashi inside. It's all about chashivas, like Mati said. So a bug has chashivas, it's one beria. So too, a mashu, you made a chashuv. You made a chashuv. Vamar Rava, machlokes bishul ochel. The same machlokes is, the old machlokes, if a guy says I won't eat. Avol bishul etom, but if a guy says, I'm not even tasting it. I'm not even tasting that soup. Then, Dibriya Kolba Kol Shuhu. Then everyone agrees to Kol Shuhu. Ah, Pshita, not obvious. So this is where a week half, you know. Now, I would have thought, Litom, Nami, Kida, Amri, and Chi, that when you said taste, what you really meant was to eat. Like, people talk sometimes. I went to the restaurant, I didn't taste the thing. But you don't go to a restaurant to taste things. You go to a restaurant to eat Gishmak. Right? That's how people talk. Kamash Malan, you didn't mean that. You meant really to taste. And therefore, if you really meant to taste, then what? Then you over on a mashahu. Right? Okay. Amar of Papa, another one. Machlokes b'shvua. The only machlokes is by a shvua. Where Rabbi Akiva held a mashahu, the Chacham held a kizayit. Avol b'konamos. But if you asked her something to yourself, like a carbon, a konam vow, divya kol b'choshu. Everybody would agree to mashahu. My time, why? Konamos nami. Kivan deloka midgar shma da'achila. Since when you make a konam vow, you don't mention eating in that vow. You don't say a word about eating. What do you say? That cake is usher to me like a carbon. You didn't mention eating. You don't say one word about eating. Right? Therefore, what is it? Kidim afarish dami. It's as if you said specified. And what do you specify? A mashahu. Why? Because a carbon is usher to you in a mashahu. You can't play around with a little bit of a carbon. I don't want to do that. So just like a konam is a mashahu, so too, if you make a konam vow, it's a mashahu. Good? Meishvei, what? You all right? Good? Meishvei. Happens to be, it's a long daf, but it's like, it's not hard. Well, the way to do it, not hard. Could be the... Yeah, exactly. We're going to try to finish it. Chafkiyum al Manal, it's very quick. It'll take a few minutes just to go through, just to get the words. Meishvei, wait a minute. We have a bryce that it says like this. Shnei konamos, two different konamos vows, two different konamos, mitzdarfin. You see ready the kasha. Two different konamos can be mitzdarif to give you the shear of author. How could that be if we just said a minute ago that it's a mashahu? What are they combining? Shtei shavuos ein mitzdarfos. Two. So in other words, I'm not eating that cookie. Right? So by konam vows, they're mitzdarif. By shavuos, they're not mitzdarif. Remeir Omer, konamos kishavuos. All right, Remeir, we'll get to it in a minute. Remeir says, whatever the rule is by konamos, the same rule by shavuos. And if you hold that konam vows are chayiv in a kol shahu, lamali l'tarif. What are they combining for? What's going on here? What's the combining? It's over in a mashu. What are they combining for? So the Gemara says, no, here's a very strange case. You ready for this? The Amar Achila Mizu Alai Konam, that cookie is usher to me like a vow, like a carbon. Achila Mizu Alai Konam. And that cookie's usher to me like a vow. In other words, normally, by a Konam vow, you don't have to mention the word Achila. Why? Because you're offering it to yourself like a carbon. a carbon you can't eat, you can't play with, you can't ride it, you can't touch it, you can't hug it, you can't do anything with it. It's a carbon. So too, that cookie, I can't eat it, I can't touch it, I can't hug it, I can't ride it. Right? Nothing to do with eating. Why'd you stick in the word achila? Stuck in the word achila. I'm not eating it like I'm not allowed to eat a carbon. That's an extra, words. Why'd you stick in the word achila? The fact that you stuck in the word achila, you have to eat a kezayin. Therefore, the two cookies can combine. You hear that, Bart? You hear that? Normally, a konam is a mashahu, because it doesn't do with eating. It's also like a carbon. It doesn't do with eating it. You went ahead and said a very funny konam. You stuck in the word achila. By sticking in the word achila, you meant the kezayin. You hear that? Ihachi, if that's true, Amayim and Starfos. Then why are they combining? What's the problem now? Sov to sov, at the end of the day, Zil lahacha, you go to that cookie, like a shiura. You don't have a kezayis over there. Zil lahacha, like a shiura. You go to the other cookie, there's no kezayis there either. In other words, how can they combine? How can they combine now? And so the kasher at the other, how can they combine? You specifically went out of your way to say the word achila, but each cookie. Each cookie should require its own kezayis. How on earth can they combine? So the Gemara said, the Amar, well, the line you said was, achila b'shtehen alai konam. No, eating from both of them is also to me like a carbon. Well, you said it like that, and of course they can combine. Of course they can, yes, combine. You said it like that. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. But what did we say? We said shavuos do not combine. The kavaseh gafe shavuos, but by shavuos, the Amar shavuos shalo ochel b'shtehen. A guy makes a shavuah, I won't eat from both of them. Am I even starting? Why don't they combine? The Brisa said, Konams, yes, combine. Shavuahs do not combine. Why not? Why don't they combine? Why not? So the Gemara said, Amr of Pinchas. For Pinchas, I never heard of Pinchas before. Amr of Pinchas, so Pinchas says like this. There's a very big difference between a konam and a shavuah. And the very gigantic Rashi is going to explain the difference better than I can. He says like this. Shiny shavuos. Shavuos are different. Why are shavuos different? Mitoch shechalukos lechatos. Because they are separated, they are divided, they are subdivided regarding chatos. Therefore, ain mitzdarfos. Therefore, they're not mitzdare. What does that mean? Let's look at Rashi. The big Rashi. Mitoch shechalukos lechatos. That means like this. You ready? Mitoch, since. Shishtei kikaros halalu. These two cookies, chashuvos l'shtayim, l'inyin chatos b'shvuazu, that these two cookies are divided into two regarding a chatos. What does that mean? Im amar shvua shalo ochel mizu umizu. If a guy makes a shvua, I'm not eating from that cookie, and I'm not eating from that cookie, v'ochel kizayis mizu. The kizayis mizu, the helam echad. And I eat a kezayis from that cookie. And I eat a kezayis from the other cookie. How many chatos do I get? Chayef shtayim. The chayef twice. Very unusual. If a guy says he's a nazir, and he forgets that he's a nazir, and he drinks 100 kezayis of wine, how many chatos does he bring? One. Why? It's one period of awareness. Says Rashi. Rashi didn't make this up. We're going to have a Mishnah on Amud Beis. The Mishnah says, if a guy makes a shavuah, he's not eating pas made out of wheat, or pas made out of barley, and pas made out of this, and pas made out of that. And he eats them all, the chayav achatos for each and every one. Why? Because exactly what Pinchas said. Shavuot are divided regarding chatos. Why? That's what a shavuot is. Each item that you ask for, you made a new chalos. A new thing is offered to you. So each one. So a guy says, I'm not eating that cookie, I'm not eating that cookie. Of course they don't combine. Why? Because each cookie is a chatos. That's what Pinchas says. Of course they don't combine. Each cookie is his own chatos. Kidnan, like we say later on. Shavuos shalocha pas chitin, pas oren, pas kusmin. V'achal chayav v'achal achas v'achas. He chayav each and every one. Ah, it's all the same eating. It's all the same forgetting. Why should he chayav twice? Why is this different than a nazir? It is different. Why? A shavuos is different. U'maisin and lavataris kahanim. We learn in Taurus kahanim. Mivahaya ki yesham l'achas me'ele l'chayav l'achal achas v'achas. Rashi says it's learned out of a drasha. The chi amar nami mizu mizu shtei shavuos chashivi. Each one's chashiv. Hilchos therefore ki achal mizu chatzishir umizu chatzishir ein mitzdarfos. They're not going to combine. why each cookie is its own world. Aval bekonamos, but by a konam bow, in chalukos lechatas, they don't combine, they don't divide up. Laman da amar yesh meila bekonamos, assuming there's meila, Rashi says, assuming there's meila for such a thing, they don't combine. They, of course they combine. The im nehneh v'chazar v'nehneh, the hell and echad, I ate a half a cookie of a konam, then I ate another half a cookie from the konam. Echad chazahu, the mechayev v'kulu, chad demal meila. You have to be one carb meila. Why? I have the requisite shear. I ate two different cookies. Who cares? When do we care? We only care by chatzis, by shavuot. Why? That's the nature of a shavua. That's what Pinchas is chiddush. That's why the konams will combine, but the shavuos will not combine. Okay? Ihachi, if all that is true, then you got Masai Gata? Ihachi, if that's all true, so now Rameir doesn't make any sense. Rameir Omer, konamos kishavuos. Rameir said the following statement. Whatever a konam, whatever din is by a konam, the din is by a shavua. That doesn't make any sense. Why? Bishlama shavuos. I didn't think shavuos make sense. Hol the chalukos lachato. Because they combine. Ela konamos, am I low? Why? So then how come the konamos is, what do you mean konamos is like shavuos? How could that be? Right? So the Gemara says, you know what? Epoch. Switch it around. Rameir says like this. Shavuos ki konamos. Shavuos are like konamos. And you know what? But let's say they're a Pinchas. He doesn't hold from a Pinchas. He doesn't hold from this whole fancy thing. He doesn't hold from it. Okay? According to Rameir, it could combine, right? Yes. Ravina says like this. Kik Amar of Papa. When did Rav Papa say that Yechai? So this statement was said by Rav Papa, right? Rav Papa made the following statement. That when do we have a machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim? When do we have such a machlokas? That's only by Shvua. But by Konam, there's no machlokas. By Konam, there's no machlokas. That prompted this brisa that spoke about being mitzarei. Had we answered it, with Rav Pinchas' vart. Ravina Amar, a whole other thing. Ki kamar papa. When did Rav Papa say that yichayev on a chol shehu? Everyone agrees that by a konam veil yichayev on a chol shehu. That's l'inyan malchus. That's regarding malchus. Ki tanya hahi. What about this brisa which seems to argue with Rav Papa? That's l'inyan karbon. That's regarding a karbon. Why? Because regarding a karbon me'ila. On Shava Pruta. You have to have a Shava Pruta. So Rav Papa made a statement and said that, yeah, there's a machlokas in Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. It's recorded in our Mishnah. How much you have to eat for a Shavua? Rabbi Akiva does a Kol Shehu. What about a Konam? Says Rav Papa, everybody agrees it's a Kol Shehu. That's only for regarding Malchus. Because you have a Brayos that says they combine. Oh, that's for a Karbon. Why? Because for a Karbon Me'ila, you need a Shava Pruta. Okay? Good? Lememra, do you mean to tell me the Savri Rabbanon Shiyej Me'ila Bekonamos? That's a separate issue. That the Chachamim hold that such a thing as Me'ila by Konamos. You know, earlier we said that what Rabbi Akiva said that there's a Kol Shehu, there's no such place in the Torah where you chayev a karbon to speech. So he said, so what do you mean? What about a Megadeth? No, I'm not talking about that. What about Nazareth? No, I'm not talking about that. What about a Konam? No, there's no Me'ila for a Konam. There's no carbon for that. There's only a carbon for Hektish, not for Me'ila. Now we're saying that the Rav Papa, where we just explained Rav Papa, said that Kodams combine. What does that mean? That means they combine for what? For a carbon. That means that they hold such a thing as a carbon for a Kodam is a carbon? What are you talking about? For Tanya, we have a price that says like this, Kikar Hektish. Somebody takes a cookie and he makes it hectic. Donates it to the Beis HaMikdash. Achla, somebody eats it. Who eats it? Bein who? Whether you eat it. Bein chaver. Whether your friends eat it. It makes no difference. Mal. There's me'ila. Why is there me'ila? Why is there me'ila? Because you've turned that cookie into hectic. Lefikach, therefore, yesh lapidyon. You can redeem it. You can redeem anything that belongs to hectic. What about Kikor Zeh Olai Hektish? What if someone says, this cookie is to me like Hektish? What's this cookie to you? To you, this cookie's nothing. Who, Mal? You can't touch that cookie. Chavero, lo Mal. Your friend can't be over me'ila. It's not usher to him. Lefikach, therefore, ein la pidyon. It has no redemption. Why? Because it's not me'ila. It's only me'ila to you, not to the whole world. Lefik divir remeir. That's remeir shita. V'chachamim omrim, v'chachamim say, bein hu, bein chavero, lo ma'al. Whether it's you or your friend, there is no me'ila. Why? Lefik she'ein me'ila b'kon amos. Because there is no me'ila when it comes to vows. I can offer things all I want to myself. Treat them like, I can take that chair, and I can say, that chair is also to me like a carbon. Am I over me'ila if I sit on the chair? Says Rabbi Chachamim, no, you are not. Everybody else in the world, there's no child ever allowed to sit on that chair. Even I'm not going to be over me'ila. What do you see? There is no me'ila. That's a kasha. Why? Because 2 minutes ago we said, that Rav Papa said, that the Chacham holds, there is me'ila. Anybody following me? Yeah? So the Gemara says, Eipuch, switch around the names of the people who made the following statements. Right? Echad zeh v'echad zeh loma. No matter what, there's no me'ila. Why not? Letusha ein me'ila b'konama. Because there's no me'ila by konama. Who said that? That's the Rav Meir. That's Rav Meir now. V'chacham omrim, humal v'chavero lomal. No, you are over me'ila. But your friend's not. Why are your friend's not? Because you only asked it to yourself. So what do you see from here? That the Chacham are consistent, and there is me'ila. Okay? Now wait a minute. Ihachi, if that's true, Rav Meir said, konamos kishvuos. Konamos are like shvuos. Now what does that mean? That konamos cannot combine to give you the shear. Ella, konamos, it's terufei hu delo mitzdarfei. They don't combine. Ha me'ila isbuhu? But there is me'ila? Now, what do we just do? We just pigeonholed Rav Meir into holding with this me'ila. V'ha'omer Rav Meir, for Rav Meir said, ein me'ila b'konamos klal. There's no me'ila at all. So what are we going to do to answer Rav Meir? So the Gemara says, Rav Meir holds no me'ila. What Rav Meir was saying was, l'divrehender b'nakamalu. He was talking to the Rabbanan himself. L'didi, I hold ein me'ila b'konamos klal. There's no me'ila at all. L'didhu. But according to you, Chachamim, Odilimis, at least agree, the konamos kishvuos, that at least they're like shavuos, and also shavuos do not combine. For Rabbanan, shavuos ikka der pinchas. The Rabbanan said no. By shavuos, we agree with Rav Pinchas' whole lumdus there about splitting things up. For kanamos, like a der pinchas. And by kanamos, we do not. So it's all, everything is all good. Now we're really on to a new topic. Amar Rava, shavuos shalo ochel, if someone makes a shavua that he will not eat, V'achal afar, and he eats dust, potter. He's potter. You know why? Because dust is not food. When you say ochel, you only imply food. Boy Rava, so Rava now has the following suffix. Shavua shalo ochel afar, if someone makes a shavua, he's not going to eat dirt, bekama. How much dirt does he have to eat in order to be chayev? Kevande amar lo ochel, since he used the words ochel, dietia kezayev. Maybe he meant the kezayit. Odilmore, maybe. Kivan de lav midei de achli in shihu. Maybe this is something that nobody, no normal person eats it. B'chal shuhu. It should be a kol shuhu. You know what? Teku. Teku. We have no idea. No, but we didn't have an answer. We weren't sure. We said because it's not edible. What? And then the answer, but it didn't shed light. It didn't shed light. Right, it didn't shed light. So the question remained unresolved. Boy Rava, another Shiloh. Listen to this. Shavua shalo ochel chartan. If someone makes a shavua, he's not going to eat a grape seed. Right? He's not going to eat a grape seed. Now, grape seed is not really edible. Nobody eats pits. It's a pit. Right? The kama. How much do you have to eat of that pit in order to be chayav? cave on the mitzachel al yedei tarobet, but if the pit is connected to the grape, many people will swallow the pit already. Why? Because they're eating the grape. The grape is edible. It tastes good. And they'll swallow the pit also. Therefore, da'at ya kezayit, he really means the kezayit. So after the kezayit is a pit, or dilmor, maybe, no. Kiv and dilmor, be'ina achlu la'inchi. Nobody eats pits by themselves. Nobody ever served in the bowl of pits. Dig in. Nobody ever does that. Therefore, da'at ya mashahu. His das is on the mashahu. That's Rav Shailo. And the answer is, teku. Okay? Boy Ravashi, another one. Nazir. A Nazir Sha'amar. A Nazir says like this. Shavua Shalo Ochel Chartam. I make a Shavua. I'm not eating a pit. But he's not allowed to eat a pit anyway. Why? Because he's a Nazir. So, the Kama. How much does he have to eat to be Chayim? Kevon Dish Dikizayas Isur Daraisahu. Since he's already not allowed to eat a Kizayas. Why? Because he's a Nazir. And the shear of a nazir, like every achila, is a kedayis. Ki ka mishtaba, ahatera ka mishtaba. So now, what would he make this oath? He's obviously offering something that's mutter to him. Why? Because you have a concept of shavua can't be chal on a shavua. So when he already made a shavua, he's not eating pit. So when he makes another shavua, how do he make that shavua? He's not eating pit. He made himself into a nazir. So by making himself into a nazir, he already said he's not eating pits. So when he goes ahead and makes the shavua, not eating pits, he obviously meant to ask for something that was mutter to him. What? Right, exactly. Not a nazir, not eating pits. So when he makes the shavua, not eating pits, what did he mean? He obviously meant daite amashu. He meant a mashu. Why? Because the kedai is already not allowed to eat. So he obviously meant something he's mutter to eat. What's he mutter to eat? Less than the shear. It's not mutter. And a Torah, but it's not a punishment. That's what he meant. Oh, Dilmore, maybe no. Kiva and the Amar Shul Ochel. Maybe when he went to say he's not going to eat, Adaita Kazayas. He meant the Kazayas. Okay? Toshma, let's try to resolve this Shaila. We had this yesterday, we had it like four times already. The guy says, Shavu Shul Ochel. I'm not going to eat. I'm making sure I'm not going to eat. The Ochel, the Velos, Trefos, Shkotzim, Uramasim. And he eats things you're not allowed to eat, things that are not kosher, chayiv. You're chayiv on your shavua. Shimon Omer, pater. Shimon says, you're pater. And we inquired about this. Am I chayiv? Why are you chayiv? What's the kasha? Mushbuv Omer Marasinu. You already took a shavua, you're not going to eat non-kosher. So shavua can't be a shavua chal on a shavua. You should be pater for that. If you eat bugs, or it's non-kosher, you make a shavua. I'm not eating today. And then you eat non-kosher. Are you chayav on your shavua? No. You already violated the shavua. Which shavua? The one you took at Har Sinai. Can't be chayav the shavua again. So there are two answers to that kasha. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan, Darmei Tavayu, they all say, Becholol Dvorim HaMutarim and Dvorim HaAsurim. You combine things you are allowed to eat with things you're not allowed to eat. In other words, you're allowed to eat cake, you have kosher cake, you're allowed to eat. You're allowed to eat kosher cake. You're allowed to eat apples, you're allowed to eat apples. So a guy makes a shavua. I'm not eating anything today. Not one thing am I eating today. And then he eats bugs. Is he chayav a shavua for not eating today? The answer is yes. Why? Because when you made a shavua you're not eating today, you also included apple and cake and cereal and you included so many things that you are allowed to eat. Therefore, the things you're not allowed to eat are also included. And therefore, you chayav for that also. That's one answer. Rish Lakish Amar, a different answer. How is it possible to make a shavua that you're not going to eat, and you eat bugs, and you chayiv, how could that be? Not that you included things that are mutter. No, different answer. Iyatamoti ella ibn mafarish. You specified, I'm not eating a mashahu. Now, you're not allowed to eat a mashahu of a bug, but you don't get a punishment for that. So that's what it means. So I made a shavua, I'm not eating a mashahu. That's a new thing. I didn't take that shavua at Har Sinai. And I've seen it, I said, I'm not eating kizayis. I never made up a thing, I'm not eating a mashu. It's a brand new shavua. You hear? Even the farish chati shir alibi dur baron. Even stam alibi dur biakiva. Damar adam ose ato b'chol shu. Or, a guy says stam. Right? Because according to Rabbi Akiva, you can't even need a masru. Okay? Now, says the Gemara like this. Nevela is usher from Har Sinai. That's just like the Chichart and Lagabi Nazir Damya. That's just like a grape seed being usher to another. Meaning, there's a pre-existing Isser that I can't eat this Nevela. Why not? Because it's sword Har Sinai. There's a pre-existing Isser that another can't eat this grape seed. Why? Because it became another. Time of the parish. And says Rish Lakish, the whole reason why you are not allowed to eat, why are you going to get another Shavua for eating Shrei is because you specified any amount. Hello parish, had you not specified any amount, Adaite Akizayis, we would give your intent as a Kizayis, and then what would we say? You can't be Chayef for two Shavuas. How are you Chayef for the second Shavua? Said Rish Lakish, because you said you're having a mashahu. What do you see from here? That when you make a second shruah on something already usher to you, you have in mind a mashahu. Shma mina, that's a good raya. That's a good raya. You hear that raya? Okay? Now, if all that is true, Ella Tif showed the boy Rava. Let's enter into Rava Shaila. Rava had a Shaila Shavuah Shel Ochel Offer Bekama. A guy makes sure he's not eating dirt. How much is it? Tif showed. Let's resolve it. To eat the Ad Ika Kizayis. Right? It has to be a Kizayis. Why? The Nevela Offer Damya. Nevela is just like Offer. And what does that mean? Just like Offer? It's both prohibited food. Both prohibited. Now let's eat Offer. Now let's eat Nevela. Why are you not allowed to eat Offer? That's a good Shaila. Why can't you eat it? What if a guy wants to eat a shirt? Is that usher? It's not edible. It's usher. I don't know. So, nevela, the offer done you. Nevela is like offer. Right? Time of the parish. And the reason why you're not allowed to eat this nevela is because you made a second oath, asering a mashahu, hello parish, but if you don't say a word, directly akizayit. You have in mind for a kizayit. So when a guy makes a shavuot stam, I'm not eating dirt, what shear does he have in mind? A kizayit. Said the Gemara, you can't make that comparison. Love. Offer, love b'nei achilu klal. The offer's not edible. Offer's not edible. Nevela, the bas achila. Nevela is edible. However, ari, which means the Torah, ha kari alavei. The Torah's crouching over it. Now the Torah said, I don't want you eating that. So the Torah comes along and makes a new thing. I'm not allowed to eat that. That's totally, can't compare that to dirt. Therefore, Rava's question remains unresolved. Good? Okay, good. Shavua shelo ochel. A guy makes a shavua, he's not going to eat. V'ochel v'shasa. He eats and drinks. En chayav el achas. That's one shavua. Why? Because what we're going to see is that drinking is really like eating. Eating is not like drinking. But drinking is like eating. Shavua shel ochel v'lo eshta. If a guy makes a separate shavua, I will not eat, I will not drink. Ochel v'shasa, chayev shtayev. Yichayev twice. Like I said, eating is not drinking. Shavua shel ochel. If someone makes a shavua, I will not eat. V'ochel paskitin, pasor, paskuspin. He eats all different types of grains. Ein chayev al achat. You only chayev once. Why? Eating includes everything under the sun. But if you specify shavua shel ochel, paskitin, pasor, paskuspin, v'ochel, chayev al achat v'achat. Chayev each and every one. Shavua shel eshte, some makes a shavua, I will not drink. B'shasa, ma'ishkin harbe, and he drinks a lot of drink the whole day long. Ein chayev al achat. Chayev one time. Why? It's one period of unawareness, right? Or bebeitzim, whatever. Shavua shel eshte, yayin shemen u'dvash, but if you specify, b'shasa, and you drink yayin shemen u'dvash, chayev al achat v'achat. Chayev each and every one. Shavua shel ochel, if someone makes a shavua, I will not eat. V'ochel, and he eats things that are not really edible. And he drinks things that are not drinkable. Potter, you're potter. Because why? Because the word achila only includes things that are edible. Shavua shalu ochel. It's all makes him sure he will not eat. And he eats all these things that are not kosher. Chayiv, you're chayiv. Why are you chayiv? We just said two reasons why. Either you include other things, or you mafarish, it's less than the shear.
Rabbi Shimon Poter, Rabbi Shimon says he's potter for that. Why? Because he rejects those two answers. Okay? Now, even though we just said that inedible things is a whole discussion, however, Amar of Geisus, Kodem Ishtin, honestly, I'm asking my wife to be, Imachalti Hayom, if I eat today, Vuachal, the Velos, Chemus, Kasim, Vermatum, and eats things that are not kosher, Hare Ishto Asura, she's asked to him. Why? Because the bottom line is, he ate. Okay? And therefore she's asked to him. Okay? Now, Amar Chiever, Oven Amar Shmuel, Shavuah Shalochel, if someone makes a Shavuah, he will not eat. Vishasa, and he drinks, Chayiv, you're Chayiv. Why Chayiv? I said I'm not going to eat. I didn't say I'm not going to drink. Why Chayiv for that? Why? I'll tell you two reasons. Either I have a Svara, why? Or I have a Pasuk. What's the Svara? Listen to this Svara. A guy says to his friend, Nito Midi, come over, come say something. Bailach, Livashatsu, and they eat and drink together. Right? In other words, drinking is eating. What kind of Svara is that? That's a Svara. It's not a Svara. What is that called? That's how people behave. It's not a Svara. Right? That's how people behave. When you invite someone over, you give them a drink too. You don't just give them food. You say, can I have a drink, please? No, you cannot have a drink. That would never happen. That's not a Svara. Right? Do you by saying Makra? Well, I'll tell you a Pasuk. Pasuk says, Shtia b'chalachila. That drinking is included in eating. How do you know? Don't my Rosh Lakish, it says, Manayin shal shtia shtia b'chalachila. How do I know drinking is a part of eating? The Ashenemar, it says, V'achalta, you will eat. L'fnei Hashem olakecha, b'makam ha-shev chal ha-shakash ha-sham. Meiser, digoncha, your grain, tiroshcha, your wine, the yitarecha, and your oil. What do you see? Wine is called achila. You hear that? What? You could. Oil, either one. But wine, for sure you drink. You don't use wine for medicine. Oh, so the Gemara has a similar question. V'tirosh chamrahu. Wine, tirosh is wine. Uksiv and etez achalta. So the Gemara says, Dilma, maybe ayadei anigron. Maybe you're going to make a whole concoction with the wine, and it's really going to become a solid food. It's a michel. Damra of our Shmuel, anigron maya de silki. It's made of beets. And anigron maya de kulu silke. It's some kind of other cooked vegetables. So it's lav daski, you can wine by itself. So that's not a raya. Ella, Amar Bacha, Bar Yaakov, I'll give you a different raya. Mehacha, over here, it says, Benatata, Kesav Asher, Bechol Shatav, and Avshecha, you're going to take everything you want. Go to Yushalayim for Maizer Sheni, Babakar, Batzon, Bayayin, Ubashechar, Yayin and Shechar, and then the puzzle continues, V'achal Tosham, you're going to eat it there. You're going to eat wine? Yeah, you're going to eat wine. Why? Because wine is considered food. Yayin Chamrahu, Yayin is considered wine, Uksiv, and it says, V'achal Tosham, the Dilma Hachanaya de Nigron, maybe the same answer. Maybe you made it into a concoction and it becomes a salad. So the Gemara says, no, Shechar Tiv, it's a Shechar. Midi Dimashakir, it's got to be intoxicating. A Nigron is not intoxicating, only wine is. So the meaning is still real wine. The Dilma, maybe the Veiluk Elos, maybe you made it into dates, some kind of dates, which makes you a little tipsy. The Tanya, because we learned, Achal Develuk Elos, Vashasa Dvash Cholov, if someone drinks, he eats all these things, a Kohen, V'nichnas L'mikdash V'abad Chayiv, and you go to the Beit HaMikdash and you work, you Chayiv for that. Why? You Chayiv for what? You Chayiv for entering the Beit HaMikdash to do Avoda when you're tipsy. Why? Because these foods make you tipsy. Maybe that's the kind of food we're talking about. Ella, no. Gamar Sheikha, Sheikha Mi Nazir. It's a Gzeir Shabbat from Nazir. Ma'alahalan, just by Ma'alahalan. Ma'alahalan. Yayin, Afkan, Yayin. Okay? Therefore, we know that, good, very good. Amar Rava, Afan, Aname Tanina, we also learned that. Shavu Shalo Ochel, our Mishnah says, a guy makes a Shavu, he won't eat. V'ochel v'shasa, and he eats and drinks, ein chayv al-achas. Ein chayv one. V'yamata b'shloma, shtir b'chal achila. That makes sense, the shtir b'chal achila. Istrich l'otan l'ashmi'inan. De'ein chayv el-achas. The only chayv one. El iamrit lav bichlal achila, but if it's not included, shvur shalo ochel, right? That's like saying v'achal v'asa molacha. A guy makes a shvur, I'm not going to eat, and then what does he do? He eats and he climbs up a tree. What? Me istrachas me a day in a chayav alachas? Do I need you to tell me only chayav one?
Why would someone bring in something out of left field? That's ridiculous. A guy says, I'm not going to eat. And then what is it? What would the Mishnah say? He eats and he climbs up a tree. How many times did he chayav? Once. Why? Because he ate. It's crazy. So when it says, the guy makes sure he's not going to eat. And then he eats and drinks. He's only chayav once. What do you mean he eats and drinks? That's like saying he eats and he climbs up a tree. The answer is no. Drinking is part of eating. He says, Rav, I proved it from the Mishnah. Why would the Mishnah mention drinking? It has nothing to do with eating. It's like eating and climbing up a tree. It's ridiculous. Obviously, eating and drinking are the same thing. Therefore, you have wands. Hear that? Yes, Amalei Abaya. Listen to Abaya's bomb kasha. Abaya, Elamai, what are you talking about? Shtia b'chal achila. What? Aim a sefer. Look at the sefer. Shavua shalo ochel v'shalo eshteh. V'ochel v'shasa. Chayiv shtayim. If a guy makes a shavua, I will not eat. And he makes a shavua, I will not drink. I have twice. It's the same thing. Yes, it is. Given the Amar, Shalo Ochel, Itzerle, right? Once you said you're not going to eat, Itzerle Shtia, drinking's also Usser, Ki Amar Shalo Eshte, so now you made another statement, you're not going to drink, am I Chayiv? Why Chayiv? Ilu Amar Esh, Shalo Eshte, Tre Zimni, Mim Chayiv Tarti? A guy says, I'm not going to drink twice, you Chayiv for that? Eating and drinking is like saying, I'm not going to eat twice, but I'm going to drink twice. Same thing. Amalei says, Rabbi Beck, no. Hasam, over there, Shalo Eshte, Bahadar, Amar, Shalo Ochel. No, you said the drinking first. You said you're not going to drink first. Why? The Shtia Bechal Achila is it, because drinking is eating, but Achila Bechal Shtia Lekha. But eating is not drinking. You hear? That's Rabbi's answer. Avil Amar, Shavu, Shalo Ochel. B'sholo eshte, b'ochal b'shasa mai. And what would be the zintaka if he said, I make a shavua, I'm not going to eat. I make a shavua, I'm not going to drink. And you did both. How many are you chayiv now? Says Rava. One? It says Abaya. One? Ein chayiv al achas? Ihachi. The mission makes no sense. Adetani, b'resha. It says in the resha. Shavua shalo ochel. B'ochal b'shasa ein chayiv al achas. Listen, I'll give you a much bigger chiddush. Shavua shalo ochel. A guy makes a shavua, he won't eat. B'sholo eshte, and he won't drink. Ein chayiv al achas. Certainly if you eat alone. That doesn't make any sense. You're right. We're not going to say you drink, make the drinking first. We're not going to say that. The Mishnah says he ate first. He ate first. So what's going on here? Uma ushaini hacha. Here it's different. Since he says you're not going to eat. Then you said you're not going to drink. Goli adaite. You reveal to yourself. So when you said you're not going to eat, you only meant I'm not going to eat. I'm not including drinking. You can make whatever shavua you want. Two more seconds, and then we're done. Amar Ravashi, Hasnita Mani Deka. The Mishnah actually proves that. Why? Shavua Shalom Ochel. If the guy makes a shavua, he's not going to eat. V'achal Ochel Chayim Ruyin Lachila. V'shasa Mashkit Chayim Ruyin L'shtia. Potter. Haruyin Chayim. But if it's Roy, you are Chayim. V'amai. Why Chayim? V'ashavua Shalom Ochel Kama. He said he's not going to eat. Says the Gemara, that's not a raya. You know why? Dilma d'amar tarti. Shavua shel ochel, shavua shel eshte. So says the Gemara, that's not a diyuk. That's not a good diyuk. But the principle is still the same. When you make a shavua, I'm not going to eat. And you turn around, and I'm not going to drink also. It's obvious that when you said you're not going to eat, you didn't include drinking. That's why it's two shavuot. That's why you chayav twice. All right? So, okay, so we got to the bottom of Kimmel Bar Aleph. Maybe, listen, if Mashiach comes before tonight, then we could do the daf tomorrow. If that happens, we'll do the daf again. Okay, we'll live with that. Everyone have an easy and a meaningful day.